welcome back to our Shawa Soul. I am Jen, and this little gal over here sitting next to me is...
Jen! Hello!
So, guess what? This is our fifth and final podcast for our series on the boys' astrology charts. Their natal charts. The chart of the stars on the day or night that they were born. However, we do not have the times, and if we did, we would so love to do these all over again, because we would get to even know a little bit more about them and more precise things about them. But today's podcast is about my ultimate bias. But yeah, so without further ado, Jen's gonna start off with his birth chart, and then she's gonna hop to the Book of Lovers, and then she's gonna hop to back to the birth chart, and then to another book, and then back to the birth chart. So hang on for a ride.
Okay, so to give an overview of his birth chart, he was born on July 18th, 1993. His sun is in Cancer. His moon is in Cancer.
He's a double Cancer.
His Mercury is in Cancer.
Oh my God!
His Venus is in Gemini.
Aww.
His Mars is in Virgo.
Woohoo!
His Jupiter is in Libra. And his Saturn is in Aquarius.
Aww.
Breakdown of the masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
His masculine is 3. His feminine is 7.
Well, now we know why he's the pup, pretty boy. He is a very handsome man. He does have very great skin. He has a lovely smile. He has beautiful lips. He has a gorgeous Adam's apple. Shall I continue, ladies? But no, seriously, he's not on the way he carries himself. And plus how he, you know, with his creativity, his artistry, he makes it's his way of putting it across. There's no female, there's no male. It's just being there. And I think that's lovely. The lines that he draws, and I don't mean like on a piece of paper, in his artistry, the way he moves, the way his dancers move with him, just all the structure of everything that he puts on display has very soft, subtle sides to it, but yet it's also very sexy and very strong. So he plays into both very well, and I think it works for him. But yes, he is very beautiful. So,
cardinal, fixed, immutable. So cardinal is the leadership alpha energy. Fixed is unchanging, steady, reliable, and mutable is very flexible and changing. So his cardinal is 6, his fixed is 2, and his mutable is 2. So actually he has more of an alpha leadership energy.
That is, I would say that, but also with the femininity backing up that alpha,
it's a good balance.
It's a good balance because he's also very kind and caring, and he does take into perspective of other people's feelings, and he does keep a lot inside, but he's very gracious and very polite and very kind and very humble. So he is very balanced that way. That's excellent. Ooh, he's a good catch.
And then elements, earth, air, fire, water. His fire is 0.
Ooh.
His earth is 3. His air is 3. And his water is 4.
So he is more comfortable in water. And hence all the reasons why there's always water in his videos. That's where he feels more comfortable. And he is a crab. So
yeah, that would make sense.
So he's more comfortable in his own environment. So.
And he is really balanced between earth and air.
Yeah, so. And that's good.
It's time.
The Book of Lovers.
Yep. Woohoo! So the Book of Lovers, we've done this on the other ones too. So the book is by Carolyn Reynolds. And this is basically taking your sun and your moon sign together. And it is showing you what kind of a person would go best with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like a personal ad.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All in good fun.
Yeah, it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
So he is a Cancer because he's Cancer Sun, Cancer Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it says.
Okay.
I hope you don't have a lot of other interests. Because this man is a full-time job. And if you have a strong background in psychology or inherent nurturing instincts, then perhaps you can deal with the ultra-sensitive and moody double Cancer. He's got a lot of wonderful qualities if you're able to pry him out of his shell and relate to you. Qualities like being unusually successful in business, being caring, loving, romantic, and a sweet, gentle man.
Aww.
Husband.
Mm-hmm.
And father.
Aww.
He can't stand ugliness or too much reality. He will need to be protected from this. Like the crab, he will withdraw into his shell if things aren't going just right. He wants someone like, well, like Melanie in Gone with the Wind.
Oh my.
He needs a good cook.
And a
motherly sort. Many men with strong Cancer in their chart will marry an older woman. They don't know quite how to handle the inconsistencies of youth, because they are rather inflexible. The woman of this man's dreams must be very feminine. Lots of lacy, fluttering clothes will bring out the romantic in him. He won't demand that you are a model, or slim, or cover pretty, but he will demand that you are delicate and always there for him and cuddly. He can be the victim of illusions away from the workforce, so make your home a safe harbor. Where to meet this one? Probably through his mother or sister, or through a real estate venture. He excels in real estate, or stock, and is nurturing and an honest coworker. He will be active in making your home a castle. You don't have to worry that he'll be at the top of the ski slopes or out hunting when you need him. He will be there for you. In fact, once he has found the girl, he never even wants to hear about the ugly word divorce. Best bets for this one, obviously another Cancer, a gentle version of a Capricorn, a sweet little Pisces, or an evolved Scorpio. Coarse or earthly types need not apply.
Na, 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 na.
His illumination is, doesn't think IRAs are for old bald men. His dark side, he's ultra sensitive.
Oh, he's extremely ultra sensitive. You could see that. He just keeps it all inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he is a sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart.
He's very gentle and very kind.
All right, so back to the birth chart.
Yes.
Okay, so Sun in Cancer. So he has a strong survival instinct. They are very protective of those that they care about. They get caught up in reminiscing about the past.
Mm-hmm.
They have a reputation for moodiness. They resist change to an extent. And they concern themselves with being secure and safe in everything that they do. They are intrigued by objects with history attached to them, such as antiques, photos, souvenirs, and such.
Mm.
They do not appreciate people who are very blunt, as they are very sensitive. They get hurt very, very easily, even though they have a thick shell, so they won't show that they are hurt, necessarily. They will avoid direct confrontations, and they are very yielding and soft when you get them in the right mood.
Aww. How sweet.
Sweet. Moon in Cancer. So, Cancer really likes being in the moon because that's the home planet for Cancer. So this means he's able to get in touch with his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
He gets quite wrapped up in his feelings and memories.
Mm-hmm. I see that. He really is a gentle soul.
They cling to things, their home, and people that they care about. They value security and familiarity. They like peace and quiet. And they need to feel safe. It keeps bringing up this strong attachment to the past a lot.
Yeah. Understandable. When a sign is that much locked into themselves, mm-hmm. and then having the personality type that he is that is also locked into themselves, they tend to reminisce a lot about the past. The past weighs a lot on them because whether it's good or bad, mm-hmm. they try to... Where did I go wrong? What can I fix? What could I have done better? Mm-hmm. They sometimes, not all the time, can self-sabotage themselves or self-criticize themselves mm-hmm. because something didn't go right or they miss the fun times that they had and they would like to recreate that.
They have a weird sense of humor.
Yeah, he does.
People don't understand their moodiness. Mm-hmm. They have a unique outlook on life that a lot of people appreciate. When they are treated nicely, they always return the favor with warmth and protection.
I see that.
That's really nice. Okay, so Mercury. He has Mercury in Cancer because he's just like me. I have Gemini in all three.
Oh boy.
So this means that he's going to communicate with emotion always instead of necessarily words.
Right.
He communicates through emotions.
Right.
And if he does communicate with words, it's because he's using the words to communicate an emotion. Mm-hmm. He's very reflective. He likes to please others and create a good impression. He can be very influenced by others around him.
I see that. To be influenced doesn't mean it's negative.
It can be positive. It could be both.
Because look what Shiny has done with him. You see little bits. Like when he was alone for the, 18 months that the three boys were gone, you could see the little bit of the influence and the little tributes that he kind of did. Or because he was missing them, where he snuck into Key's house, or he dyed his hair like Minho one time, or he wore something similar to that, or he would say something that they did, or do something that he... You could see little bits of that, and now you see the boys doing that. You've seen Key do that. So I think they all kind of inspire each other. And they mimic each other, and because they've been together for so long, they are like a family. But I could see him doing that with even other people that he's met and gotten to know, you know, taking something that they found value in of that person and using it in his craft and showing it. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
So Venus. Oh, yeah. He has Venus and Gemini. Mm-hmm. So this means that, because Venus has to do with relationships and love, he will try to win over the object of his affection with witty conversation. He likes to display how much he knows, will try to show his diverse interests. He likes to be playful and a tease.
Okay, let me interject here for a minute. For those of you that do not know the Taman that we have speaking of, please refer to the August 2019 Japanese album that has Tease, Slave. Just listen to the whole album repetitively in order and read the lyrics as you listen to it. You will catch on.
He doesn't do well with relationships that are too comfortable. It's even in parentheses.
So he needs some spice.
Yeah, he needs spice, but it's kind of because you have the planets above that are like he needs safety and security.
Right.
So it's kind of this weird balance of like he has to be kind of fun, spicy. There's got to be, you know, not a lot of routine, but he has to feel safe and secure and loved and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He'll be reserved and act with caution. He wants relationships to be stimulating and have meaningful conversations. He doesn't want to feel like he's overly tied down. He has a lightheartedness, a lighthearted view in love. In love, their tastes change often. So you might not, if you're in a relationship with him, you might not know what to expect as far as the relationship goes because his tastes change frequently. I will, you know, not go into detail what that might mean.
Refer to the album I just said, hence before this tidbit here. Because that really does describe what we're talking about.
It's funny, there's a little section here that says, pleasing a Venus in Gemini. It says you have to support their need for fun and variety. Show interest in their brain power and knowledge.
Yeah, because he is very smart.
And give them space for his activities and friends.
Right.
Let them know how much fun they are and how much you want to spend time with them.
Right.
And don't be upset because they change a lot. They change how they are. They change what they're doing from day to day, week to week. Mars in Virgo.
Woohoo!
So this is showing that he's productive. And he's very busy and goal-oriented.
Because I'm a Virgo.
He's doing too much at one time.
Yes, we do that.
But they get things done. It says most Mars and Virgos are not particularly aggressive by nature, but they can be overly critical and perfectionistic.
Yes.
When they get angry, they like to complain and be overly critical and nag people. Protective of the system that they have created. So if they have something that works for them, they are very protective of that.
They'll stick to it.
Right. They are humble in general, but they are very particular about their methods, how they organize things, and how they accomplish their goals, mostly in work-related ventures. They have a nervous energy. Restless. And they don't like sticking with one project for too long. They are open to experimentation. They like to feed their curiosity. But they're also shy and humble. But they value experience, hard work, and knowledge. Let's see. Moving on to Jupiter. So he's Jupiter in Libra. He attracts good fortune everywhere he goes. He's fair-minded. He treats others with equality.
Yes, he does.
And he is not a doormat. He's gracious. He values people and relationships. And it says, and might succeed best in partnership. So it's saying that he does better when he's in a partnership. Relating as equals is important to him. He honors the arts, architecture, law, math, meditating, and politics. He's charming.
Yes, he is.
And it says he reaches his goals. All right, so the last one is Saturn in Aquarius.
Ooh, that's kind of actually a little rough, though.
Okay, so Saturn in Aquarius means that he's interested in study.
Yes.
Which is common. I think when we did Minho's, he also had that as well. Yes. He had a little bit of that in there, too.
Yes.
When we did his. So it just means that he values learning. He values study. And just like with Minho and with Ki, he will teach himself if he has no way to learn it.
I can see that.
He is serious and methodical in work. He likes to visit the elderly. He's an intellectual. And actually, from what I remember, Minho also has Saturn in Aquarius, so that's why.
I think so.
Right, because the further down you get in the planets, the further away the planets get, they become more generational planets.
Right.
And him and Minho are close in age.
Right.
So they're going to share a couple of planets there. And actually, all the boys share something. Like the really later planets together because they're all within the same generation.
Right.
Which is why I don't cover anything past Saturn, because then it just gets kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so that's his natal chart.
That's really good.
Okay, so we're going to finish off the podcast.
With the karmic past? Is that what we're doing?
So we're pulling out the Secret Language of Destiny book. And we're going to talk about the karmic path, which is basically everybody is on this earth to fulfill something. There's some sort of life purpose or something that they're trying to strive for. And Taman's is the way of responsibility.
Oh boy.
What does this mean? His core lesson is knowing that fighting limitations can itself be a form of limitation. His goal? To develop self-control and discipline through the acceptance of responsibility. His gifts are he's honorable, expansive, and fair. His pitfalls are he's volatile, tyrannical, and impulsive.
Tyrannical?
Tyrannical to me means that you have a tendency to maybe, like, get on people, like, depending upon how you want to take it. Like, some people are bossy. Some people could be, like, telling someone what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, it would be, like, I guess critical. Maybe.
It would have to be more critical. I can't see him being
other way. But again, just to overemphasize, the karmic path is not like his horoscope. It's not like you're going to be this. This is basically saying that this is like his life purpose. So if he's doing well, right, mm-hmm. and he's fulfilling his life purpose, he's not going to be suffering from these things.
Right.
He'll be more on the other end of the spectrum, which is the gifts, honorable, expansive, and fair.
Which I think he is.
Okay, I'm going to read this first little bit here. It says the individuals born to this karmic path are destined to learn the lessons of responsibility. Coming into this life with a nature that is freedom-loving and rebellious, these individuals rail against all limitations. Thus, it is their nature to avoid responsibility. However, it is precisely the duty and accountability deriving from the acceptance of responsibility that will fulfill their destiny and lead them to a true sense of independence. So it sounds like to me they have like a adventurous free spirit and they want to break convention, they want to break norms.
That's I can see with
him. And they don't want to be tied down. They don't want people to tell them what to do, but at the same time it's saying that you need responsibility. You need structure. So it's like a balance.
Mm-hmm. See, there's another song I can interject here, but because it's still off that same album, but
okay, so stuff that needs to be released.
Mm-hmm.
He has a fear of domination. Reward. So if he fulfills his life purpose, he will get the joy of feeling secure in one's inner authority.
Hmm. So he doesn't want someone to dominate over him.
Well, he has a fear of somebody over-dominating him.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that after this is over with.
Okay. Alrighty, and then the week.
The week. He's week one, isn't he?
He is a Cancer 3.
Cancer 3.
July 18th. Right before the cusp.
Cusp, yep.
He's the week right before the cusp.
Why was I thinking one? You're close to the one, because you're a cusp.
Hold on. I got to find the right week, though, because this is not the right week. Okay, so he was born the week of the Persuader.
Well, I think he's very persuasive.
Okay.
In all aspects.
Here we go. Those born in the week of the Persuader, who travel the way of responsibility, may be a bit too charming for their own good.
Do you think?
Able to convince people of the wisdom of their plans and schemes. They often bite off more than they can chew in the way of responsibility and take on too much for their own good. On the other hand, ambition may cause them to retreat from the challenges of this karmic path into selfish and egocentric modes of behavior to the detriment of their higher spiritual goals. Still, in the fight against society's ills and inequalities, they are likely to come out the winners, provided they can control their often excessive desires in the interest of accomplishing a larger, more enduring good.
Now I understand Taman even more. Just by that passage.
Mm-hmm.
Because almost all his music shows the battle between good and evil,
mm-hmm.
to find balance,
mm-hmm.
to not be ruled
mm-hmm.
By religion or by others,
mm-hmm.
where he wants his freedom to be who he is, to show people that he can be who he is, still make his music, and if you love and appreciate him enough, you would want to support him in that.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. I see that in every album that he has had his own hands in and on,
mm-hmm.
from then till now. So, till advice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so challenges. So things that are going to cause issues. He needs to be responsible for making sure that he is nourished and his own welfare. His health, basically, is what
yes.
it's saying.
Yes, and thank God that he's in the military right now and he's been eating properly and getting rest and everything. Because he needed that. He needed this break.
And then...
I think all the boys needed it. But him, based on that, wow.
Fulfillment, acting without restriction... to fulfill plans that they view as being for the good of all. There is no famous person born his week.
That's a lie.
Well, in this book.
I know, but we're going to have to create a new
I
one.
I mean, I don't know when this book was written. It's probably written a long
That's
time
okay. ago.
That's
okay. We'll have to get it reprinted and put Lee Taman in there.
Oh, I thought you meant someone else.
Nope, Lee Taman. We do need to wrap this
yes,
up.
Yes, we do.
And until next time, please stay safe. Please take care of your health. If you are still struggling with COVID running around in your little part of your world, make sure you wash your hands. 20 seconds, really good. Wear that mask if you're asked to, please, to protect yourself and the loved ones you live with. And other than that, until the next time we do a podcast, this ends our little tidbit of the natal charts for our shiny boys, our shiny five. So, until next time when we jump in and dive into, we take the dive into John's
right?
music, you know, until then, please, stay safe. I can't even talk. Blech. And, you know, be shiny. Bye.
Bye.
And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at rshawasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there. That Facebook page is at rshawasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram. Mine is Music N Mystery, and Jin's is Call Me Jin Jin. We will also have the social media links in the description of this podcast.